perhaps the most powerful tefillah of the entire Yom Kippur service is Unasana Tokef. Unasana Tokef, written by Rav Amnon, a man who, moments before his death, recited this moving and stirring prayer. Rav Amnon, who stood up for what he believed to be right and true, ultimately giving up his own life so as not to adhere to the command of a Russia, of a wicked bishop. Within the liturgy of Unasana Tokef is a compelling statement. V'chol boy olam yavrin lefanecha kivnei maro. All mankind will pass before you, Hashem, kivnei maro. The Talmud wants to know, when we say in Unasana Tokef, and we say in the height of the passion and gripping drama of these words, kivnei maron, what does this mean? The Gemara gives three interpretations of kivnei maron. Targume, it's brought down, what does it mean, kivnei maron, kivnei imrina? Says Rashi, kichvasim shimonin osan l'asron b'yotzin zecher zeh b'pesach katan shein yichon lotzeis ke'echad. What are kivnei imrina? That we are like sheep. That we have them pass through a very narrow opening. And the tenth sheep is Maser Behema, tithed from your flock. The Gemara continues with a second interpretation of Kivnei Maron. Reish Lakish Oimer Kimalos Beis Maron. Says Rashi, what are these steps by Meis Maron? Haderech Katsar Ben Shnaim Yecholin Leilich Zeh Bitzad Zeh. In this particular place, it's very, very narrow steps, and only one person can go up those steps at a time. And the Gemara concludes with a third and final interpretation of Kivnei Maron. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that what is this referring to? Kichayalo shel Beis David. Says Rashi, what is this army of Beis David? That Maron is a lashon of Morus v'Adnus, a language of authority. V'kach ha'yumonin osam yotzim zecher zeh. Zecher zeh b'sei samu mochama. The army of David HaMelech. This is how they would walk. They would walk single file in the battlefield. Essentially then, the Gemara is telling us that all three images are the exact same. One person walking at a time. Kivnei Imrina, like an animal passing through a narrow opening. Kimalos Beis Maron, narrow steps that only one person could use at a time. In Kechayel Shel Beis David, an army where they're lined up in a single file. Rabbi J.J. Schachter asks the question, why is it necessary for the Talmud to produce three separate answers of this meaning of what is Kivnei Maron, when essentially it's all the same idea? What is the significance of these three explanations? What additional insight does this give us at one of the highlights, the most important parts of the Yom Kippur service? Perhaps, these three images represent three different values that we need to incorporate in our lives and think about during this most auspicious time. First is Kivnei Imruna. We are like sheep. How often do we think so highly of ourselves? Because we like to think that we know things, that we're in complete control of our lives, that we have all the answers. I remember vividly as a child in high school, I was speaking to a friend and I had mapped out my entire life. The year I was going to get married, when I was going to graduate college, when my first child would be born, when I'd have my master's degree, when I would buy my first house, and where that would be. I thought as a kid, I knew it all. Unfortunately, I realized that as I continued to get a bit older, life is not always in our hands. Life isn't that simple. In fact, in Judaism as well, we also must realize that we must be submissive to Hashem's will. We're judged, kivnei imruna, just like sheep. Sheep who are totally submissive to their master, so to us. We must acknowledge that we are avadim. We are servants to Hashem, to our master. There's a well-known story of an individual who went to his Rebbe and said, Rabbi, I'm in such dire straits. I need a parnassa, a livelihood. I have no money. So his Rebbe looked at him and said, you know what? Hallel is coming. And in Hallel, there's a very powerful tefillah. And the tefillah begins, Ana Hashem. Answer me, Hashem. And when you get to that point, say it with all of your heart, with all of your soul. Cry bitter tears when you say those words, and Hashem will give you a parnas. So the chassid left. And sure enough, Hallel came. And he screamed and cried, Ana Hashem. However, unfortunately, as much as he cried and prayed, he received no parnassa. His lot in life was the same. So he turned to his Rebbe and he said, Rabbi, I don't understand what's going on over here. How come? Why is it that you told me that I needed to have kavana and concentrate on the words on Hashem? I did! And nothing happened. His Rebbe looked at him and said, which Ana Hashem are you talking about? So he said, what do you mean? I said, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. God, give me success. Ana Hashem Hoshiana. Hashem, give me salvation. The Rebbe shook his head and said, no. That's not the Ana Hashem. To ask Hashem for success, for salvation, that's easy. When I said I wanted you to have kavana, to concentrate, and to say it with feeling and meaning and with truth, I wanted you to say, Ana Hashem, Ki ani avdecha, I am your servant. And this is a question that we have to pose on ourselves and ask, to what extent have I nullified my will to God's will? To what extent was I, Kivnei Imruna, was I like a sheep? And when, therefore, we say Kivnei Maron, we're saying that we must submit our will to His will. The second meaning is the steps, Kimalos Beis Maron. We must constantly look at our actions and ask, are we challenging ourselves? Are we challenging ourselves spiritually? This is the significance of the steps, Kimalos Beis Maron. We need to elevate ourselves and not be satisfied with the status quo. You know, we mentioned that above the words Teshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedakah are the words Tzom, Fast, Kol, Voice, and Mamon, Money. And each of them have the numerical value of 136. Interestingly enough, another word has the same gematria, the same numerical value. And that's a sulam, a ladder. Because when it comes to your teshuvah, when it comes to your tefillah and your tzedakah, life is like that ladder. And it's your choice. Are you going down that ladder or are you elevating yourself? Are you going up rung by rung to the sky, to the heavens? When you go to shul, and when you go to a class, to a shir, are you going because you want to elevate yourself, kimalos besmaron, up that ladder, that spiritual ladder? Or is it like jury duty, J-U-R-Y, that a person feels obligated, I have no choice, I have to go to jury duty? Well, is shul jury duty, J-E-W-E-R-Y, to you, that you only go because it's a sense of an obligation? You know, we wish to constantly improve ourselves, improve our financial situation. We only want our best, the best of healthcare. How about our spiritual welfare? We will be judged on Yom Kippur, Kimalos Beis Maron. Are we going up those steps, or God forbid, going down them? And finally, Unisana Tokef, we recite these words that are we kichayelo shel Beis David. Are we like an army? Because we must constantly wonder, are we doing anything that we should be fighting for? What battles do we wage? What are we willing to fight for? What are we truly, truly passionate about? What do we take seriously? It's a very difficult question. But only we know the answer. And we must be very honest with ourselves. And we must ask, when are we kichayel shel Beis David? When do we fight? When do we make a stand? There was an author by the name of Alan Paton, who one of his characters in one of his novels said a very powerful statement. He said, quote, "When I shall ascend to heaven, which I certainly intend to do, I will be asked, where are your wounds? When I will say, I haven't any, I will be asked, was there nothing worth fighting for? And that's a question I do not want to have to answer." This is the message of Nusana Tokef, Kichayol Shel Beis David. For Rav Amnon, certainly when he ascended the heavens and he was asked, where are your wounds? Rav Amnon had an answer. How about us? What do we have? Do we have an answer? Where are our wounds? The whole boy, Oilam, Yavrin Lefanecha, Kibnei Maro. We must look within ourselves and ask these three questions. Are we kivnei imrna? Are we true servants to God? Are we kimalos beis maron? Are we elevating ourselves, taking steps to improve, elevating ourselves more than where we were last year? Or are we in the same place this Yom Kippur as the year before? Or God forbid, are we a few rungs below on this ladder from last year? Are we kichayolo shel Beis David? What values do we fight for? What's important to us? And what are we doing to show that it's important to us? Today, being Yom Kippur, we will soon be reciting Yizkor. And in Yizkor, we have the ability to make a pledge for tzedakah. And today, when we recite Yizkor, it's an opportunity to show Kibnei Maron that we are Kechayol Shel Beis David. The important role Israel has in our lives, our community has in our lives, our shul has in our lives. And therefore, when you pledge and give tzedakah, do so generously. By doing so, you will clearly demonstrate that when you will be asked, where are your wounds, you indeed will have an answer. Good Yom Tov.